Sports Day Sports Update.
Yeah, it's for National Tiles, where you can get a quality finish for less. And joining us on the line, well, this is a man who, I've got to say, in racing wears many hats, which is a bit of a shame because he actually has the industry's best hair, and you can take that to the bank. Nick Quinn, who's been good enough to join us here on Sports Day. Quinny, mate, great to talk with you. This is a great time of year if you're a racing enthusiast, but I tell you what, for a race that gets hyped up, talked about for weeks, months in advance, this one lived right up to the expectations. And what a nail-biting finish for Vow and Declare.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Benny. Good evening. Benny, good evening all. And a little bit of controversy post-race as well, with a protest upheld to affect the numbers there. Hopefully that helped a couple of punters and didn't sting too many. But it was a great Melbourne Cup, and the best ride won the race. Craig Williams, I was a little bit cold on Vow and Declare after the wide barrier draw, coming up with gate 21 from 24. But Craig Williams shot the horse to the front, and from there it was always going to be mighty hard to beat. Prince of Arran, back-to-back placings in the race that stops the nation, was third across the line, but promoted to second on the back of that Sheward's Inquiry. Il Paradiso, the luckless runner, who was fourth across the line, promoted to third after the Stewart's filed a protest on behalf of punters. And Master of Reality, unfortunately, Frankie Dettori, another bad luck story, or basically bad steering story out here. A worthy winner, and for all the naysayers saying the Aussies can't breed stayers and unstayers aren't good enough, some humble pie to be had.
Well, that's right, Quinny. Rare joy for some local homegrown talent. It had been a while between drinks. And for Craig Williams, for him, a landmark day where he completes what is considered the ultimate quartet as a jockey in winning not only the Caulfield Cup, the Cox Plate, the Golden Slipper. He now adds the Melbourne Cup to his wonderful CV of Group 1 success. And, well, he's right, as you said, hugging the rail for pretty much the majority, took on the lead early on, which Danny O'Brien, his trainer, was a touch concerned with about 1,000 to go, and was actually post-race suggesting he just hoped it would hang on for a place. And it looked gone, but then kicked late and just had enough at the line. It was a masterful ride from Craig Williams.
Yeah, it was a great ride there from Craig Williams to get the job done. And, I mean, he's a superstar jockey, and we saw back in 2011 he won the Caulfield Cup, the Cox Plate, and was suspended from the ride on Dunedin in the Melbourne Cup. So he would have completed the clean sweep there, but unfortunately didn't go to plan. And today he got his time in the sun. His former manager, Mark Guest, was very diplomatic, saying he was really happy for Craig. This is the race that he always wanted to win. And for 8 years, he's had to live with that, the fact that he was rubbed out from the ride in the Melbourne Cup that would have seen him complete the trifecta. It's a bit like a footy player getting suspended from a prelim final after being best on field and then watching your team win the grand final back in 2011. So he's got that monkey off his back, and now he can call himself a Melbourne Cup winning jockey.
Quinny, it's a tough gig for the Hoops. There's no doubt about it. And you talk about Frankie Dettori. We often refer to jockeys going chocolate to board lollies in an instant. Well, he's had a sniff of the chocolate on a couple of occasions, two runner-up finishes across his illustrious career, but he's also had some absolute stinkers. And, well, the interference laid on, the stewards protest, and he was, well, right call made in the end.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It had to be upheld, that protest. And the reason that they didn't file a protest themselves is it was two O'Brien horses, so they don't protest against each other. So fortunately, common sense prevailed, and the stewards filed a protest on behalf of punters, and it was clearly going to be upheld. There's no way in the world it could have been dismissed. But the story is that Frankie Dettori, out here riding for Joseph O'Brien, cost Aidan O'Brien his first Melbourne Cup, because Il Paradiso would have won if not for the shocking steer from Frankie Dettori aboard Master of Reality, just showing no regard for the safety of his fellow riders. The horse was veering in, and instead of trying to straighten the horse, he then just kept going and caused problems. And thankfully, Master of Reality wasn't first across the line in the Melbourne Cup, because it would have been shocking to see the stewards have to change the winner. And that would have been the case, because he deserved to be relegated. There's no doubt about that. So I think we're all breathing a big sigh of relief that the Melbourne Cup wasn't altered by Stewart's decision, even though it would have been the right one.
Nick Quinn joining us here on Sports Day. Quinn, he won't hold you up much longer, but just a couple of before we let you go, we're going to hear from the 23 other jockeys outside of Craig Williams, their post-race reaction a little bit later on in the program. But a lot of them did complain about the pace of the race, the old sit and sprint, as they call it. Did that surprise you, those tactics out front, or was that to be expected?
But when they say they complain about it, they're always capable of doing something about it. A lot of times we see jockeys not show initiative and then complain things didn't go their way. And that's why I was so full of praise for Craig Williams and his ride, because he just went straight to the front, and I've never seen a horse leading get blocked for a run. And that was the case today. Bow and Declare was there to be caught for 1,000 metres and stuck on and won the Melbourne Cup. So the best ride won the race. There were some black bookers. Surprise Baby, the horse from Horsham, he's going to be a very as well. And it wasn't in the Melbourne Cup. Race number four, the Macca's Run, won by Shared Ambition from the Chris Wallace stable. I think this horse will win the Melbourne Cup next year, all going to script.
There you go. Futures betting enthusiast. Nick Quinn's giving you the Melbourne Cup hot tip 12 months in advance. Love your work, Quinny. Just before we let you go, again, this is just another day in what is a glut of wonderful race days in this this Flemington element of the carnival. Where do we head to next? I think Thursday there's plenty of good racing to sink our teeth into as well.
It's a terrific race day on Thursday. They're trying something new, the VRC, and I like the fact they're rolling the dice. The first is going to be at 1:50pm and the last at 6:25. So a nice late finish there. We can watch the last race and then go for dinner. Race number eight is the feature, the Kennedy Oaks. I think number one, Miami Bound, will get the job done there. And for those having a flutter, I think there's a really good bet in the last. Race nine, number two, California Zimbol. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge for punters, because the two I like are on Thursday. The Country Cup scene continues tomorrow as well. For those that want to get their racing fill, we're off at Kyneton tomorrow. And then we finish with a bang Saturday, the big day at Flemington as well. And I'm tipping the superstar Santa Ana Lane will take out the feature sprint race there. So hopefully favoured backers can get a few collects later on in the week. And what's been a great Flemington Carnival today can go out on a high.
Good on you, Quinny. I know you're a man in demand on days like this, so we do appreciate your time here on Sports Day. It all belongs to Vow and Declare, Danny O'Brien and Craig Williams, a masterful training and jockey job there. Mate, thanks for your time on the program. Safe travels home in amongst that 100,000 plus at Flemington, and good luck on Thursday and Saturday as this huge week of racing continues.
Next year, remind me to borrow your chopper getting out of the track.
Good on you, Nick Quinn, joining us here on Sports Day.